You're listening to Feathers, a podcast of stories about God speaking and his people having just enough faith to believe him and obey. I hope these stories inspire you and encourage you to take flight in your own faith. I'm your host, Amy Bennett, and this is episode 12. Well, hey, friends, and welcome back to Feathers. So glad to have you back with us. This week, we have Lizzie Branch. Lizzie Branch is a board-certified coach and has been coaching since 2006. She has a BA and MA in psychology and a PhD in counseling. She's also an artist, a writer, and a speaker. She has an art studio called Soul Graffiti. It's located in beautiful downtown Clayton, North Carolina. I'm so excited for you guys to hear Lizzie talk and share her story. It's really unlike anything that we've talked about so far on the podcast because her story has to do with how God moved her from just a career as a life coach into a career in art and how God is really using those two things together and really to make that leap into opening her art studio, how much faith that took to leave that life as a life coach as she knew it, and then this new big dream that God gave her to incorporate art into it. I think you'll really enjoy this episode. So here's my conversation with Lizzie Branch. Lizzie, welcome to Feathers today.
Thank you, Amy. I'm glad to be here.
I'm excited that you are. How about we start out with you introducing yourself and your family?
Yes, as you said, my name is Lizzie Branch, and I live near Clayton, in Clayton, North Carolina, near Raleigh, the capital of North Carolina, and I'm married to my husband, Anthony. We've been married for 16 years, and we have two children. My daughter is 9, and my son is 7.
Awesome. Well, my husband and I have also been married for 16 years.
Oh,
what's
wow.
The date?
June 26th.
Okay, we're close. Ours is August 8th.
Oh, summer weddings, yes.
Yep. Oh, gosh. I don't know about you, but we went on our honeymoon. It was so hot.
So hot, yes. We went on a cruise to the Eastern Caribbean, and every single outfit we wore was just soaked to the bone with sweat from the heat.
Yeah, so we went to, I'm trying to think of the Anna Maria Island, I think, in the Gulf in Florida.
Oh, nice.
And it was so hot, like we couldn't even walk on the sand. I mean, you had to, like, run really fast, and then it was, like, stingray season, so you couldn't really be in the water either without kind of freaking out.
Wow.
So we spent a lot of time inside, which I guess is okay on your honeymoon.
Absolutely, a great thing.
Yeah. Okay. So you actually have a hobby, which is art. All includes art, and I'm so excited to talk about your story today to see how that fits into your faith story. So you were actually trained as a life coach, and your faith story is really about how God started to move around and include the art into your life and your calling. So I would love if you would just jump in to share more about that.
Absolutely, yes. I am trained as a professional certified coach and love working with my coaching clients and help them bridge the gap between where they are in life and where they really want to be. And was very happy doing that and felt called to write a children's book. And I wanted to have the children's book illustrated, of course. So I was going to sign up for some art classes thinking I can do some really simple children's art, you know, for the book and make it colorful and creative. I've always had a bent towards the creative and colorful side, but I would never have called myself an artist. So I signed up for 6 weeks of acrylic classes, and lo and behold, the lady who was teaching it was my art teacher from high school. Now, I had never had a chance to take art classes with her because I was on a more academic route and was guided more towards other classes, but would have loved to have taken classes. But God circled back in my life and was able to take classes with Miss Judy Boyette, and that's where my love for art started. Started with acrylics and started learning and growing, still thinking, maybe I'm just here to do this children's book and then move on. But, boy, it stuck to me, and I could not shake that love and that passion for the paintbrush and those really awesome acrylic paints that I was beginning to grow and love.
So at what age, like how far after kind of school was this?
Well, see, this was about, it was 2013. So I graduated from undergrad in 1998 and then finished grad school in 2002 with my doctorate in counseling, Christian counseling. So 2002 to 2013, so a little over a decade.
Wow, so this just came into your life.
It was. Yes, it's more of a falling than a calling, so to speak. It's something I fell into and didn't realize how much my soul was just thirsting for this creative side of me that was always there. But I began to grow and develop in that area.
And so you actually saw this in your childhood, right? Is that true?
Absolutely, yes. I was a kindergartner, and we were coloring a worksheet. It's a box turtle, and the box turtle was the North Carolina state turtle. So I'd seen this turtle and loved this turtle and wanted to make this turtle beautiful, but I was not being obedient to the directions of my teacher. So I got in trouble for making this turtle so many beautiful colors when he was only supposed to be brown and green. So then I made all kinds of creative things and would always color and write on things and did swirlies and, you know, all kinds of fun things on my school papers. But again, I was just steered in a different direction. And I'm grateful for that because I'm grateful for the things that I was able to pursue. But at the same time, the art, again, it just kind of chased me down. It would not let me go.
Okay, so you found this art, and so how did it come about that that kind of tied into your faith story, that your life coach and, well, you now have an art studio, right? So
yeah.
How did you get from taking lessons to having a full art studio?
Yeah, that still kind of blows my mind, Amy. I'm not going to lie. It's still like, really? Have an art studio? So in July of 2013, I attended a conference that Proverbs 31 does each year called She Speaks. I had gone with the intentions of using the writing that I had been doing to meet with a publisher and try to pitch a book that I had in mind. However, God had a different story. It really should have been called God Speaks instead of She Speaks because God spoke so clearly to me at She Speaks. I met a lady there. Her name was Andrea Knowles, and at the time, I had no idea what God was doing. But God knew that she and I would be intricately linked probably for the rest of our lives. We're just dear friends now. And she was speaking to me and said, Lizzie, what do you enjoy doing? What are some things that you like to do? I said, oh, I like to speak. I like to write. I love to paint and create. I love to do Bible studies and coaching groups and those kinds of things. And she just kind of paused and I just kind of was waiting because I could sense the wisdom was about to come. And she goes, Lizzie, you need a place. You need a place to land. And that just resonated deeply with me. And I even had to stop and say, what do you mean? Could you explain that? So we talked for the next hour over dinner, and that was just a transformational conversation. And it led me to praying and searching for a physical place to where I eventually landed on Main Street in downtown Clayton, North Carolina, less than 3 months later, and opened up my art studio that is called Soul Graffiti. Now, Soul Graffiti is an interesting name, right? People say all the time, what? How in the world did you come up with that name? Well, honestly, I didn't. God, again, gave that to me. I was painting a very large canvas. It's a 4x8 canvas. And when I was painting this canvas, the word Soul Graffiti just came to my mind. Now, I believe the Holy Spirit gave those words to me. And I just paused and said, Lord, what do you mean by Soul Graffiti? Am I supposed to name this painting Soul Graffiti? I pray over all of my paintings. I name all of my paintings just based on whatever story or something's behind them. So I was thinking maybe it was a name that this painting was supposed to have. And the Lord quietly said, no, just keep it in the back of your mind. So I got home from that painting time and I wrote the word Soul Graffiti in large letters in my journal. And little did I know, this was just after I had met Andrea. This was August of 2013. And then in September of 2013, we were praying, doing like a prayer walk around our downtown town in Clayton. And I noticed this building, and then for the next 2 weeks, I would drive around town, and I would just pray, Lord, show me where you want us to be. And then he showed me very clearly, this is the building, this beautiful red brick building built in the early 1900s, and I have an upstairs studio for the art studio I have there now. And he said very clearly again, this is to be Soul Graffiti. So I asked him what that meant. What does Soul Graffiti mean, Lord? And, you know, he's so clear when we ask and we seek him. He shows up. It may not be when we want him to, but eventually if we just keep knocking, he's going to open the door. And he said, Lizzie, everybody has something written on their soul. Everybody has something that I've given them that I want them to share with the world. And Soul Graffiti is to be a place where these people can come to you and come to your studio space, and you can help them as a life coach and as an artist, help them get that graffiti that's on their soul out onto a canvas or a wooden palette or a watercolor painting. that's what Soul Graffiti is supposed to be, a place for people to come and build connection and community, and where I can share the love and the light of Christ with them.
I love that. I actually wrote a novel. This was several years ago, and I'm not a fiction writer at all, but I tried to do one of those, what are the nano?
Oh, yes.
The writing in November where you write like a book in a month. I did that. I didn't do it in a month, but I did it in a couple months. And it was just so I could just kind of dip my toe in that and see if this whole fiction writing thing was for me or not. It turned out that it wasn't. But part of that novel, what I wrote about, and I never was introduced to this concept before, except, you know, here in passing, but the girl main character in my story, she actually had some troubles, but she actually went to art therapy.
Oh, wow.
To help her. So I am so intrigued by this whole concept that you're talking. So tell me more about your studio and like how that works and how you bring in the life coaching to that.
Absolutely. So I don't per se offer art therapy, but coaching and creativity coaching and working with a client to help them grow and understand and build confidence. Every person I've ever worked with is scared, as a new artist, is scared to death to put paint on the canvas. They're scared to take that step forward. So I can pause and I can ask them a coaching question. Really good coaching questions are open-ended questions, questions that give them room to grow and develop and really think about their answer. Not maybe, so are you ready to start? And they would say yes or no. So I would ask them something different. You know, I noticed you're being a little hesitant. What's going on for you? You know, when you look at your canvas and it's a blank canvas, what are you most afraid of doing? 90% of the time, my artists will say, I'm afraid of messing up.
Yes. I'm so that person. I can just imagine myself there and I would be afraid to mess up.
That's the biggest thing.
I'd be scared to waste that canvas. It would be a waste.
And then I grab the big jar of gesso and I say, well, you know what? If you think you messed up, then we can paint over it. And then we can put it in front of the fan. And in 10 minutes, you have a brand new canvas. So the neat thing about the acrylic paint, which is what I do most of my classes with, is that they're so forgiving. So it really, there's so many spiritual connections and interludes here. So as things come up in my studio with classes, I have the freedom as a believer in Christ to share. I'm not pushy. I don't try to convert people when they come to my studio. I pray for people. A lot of the artists that come through, they have no idea that they're getting some sort of coaching questions asked. But this is the thing, Amy. This is so important to me. The product that I sell is a finished canvas. When you leave, you will walk out of Soul Graffiti with a finished canvas. However, it's deeper than that for me. What I really, truly want you to walk out with is inspiration and hope. And if you walk out with inspiration and hope, then my job, my calling, that calling that I fell into is complete.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just loving this concept so much. So do people just sign up like, is it kind of one of those things where you gather a couple girlfriends and you go and just paint, everybody paints like the same picture or how does that work?
Absolutely. It's very similar to that. There are other studios around the country who do something very similar to what I do. The difference I find with Soul Graffiti, and all those are wonderful. I, as an artist, I don't believe in competition. I believe it's a collaborative effort. I think we're all in this together, and we all have different talents and different abilities. So I just don't see art or creativity as a competition because we all have it. It's a matter of choosing to use it. So for me, I have a class. I offer my classes on my website, through my Facebook page, and people can sign up for the classes and come in and take the class. Some classes is full of strangers. Other classes, six or seven girlfriends may get together and say, hey, let's go paint, and then three or four more people may sign up. I offer a homeschool art class every Thursday afternoon. I do a high school girls class on Wednesday afternoons. I do kids classes on the weekends, usually have Saturday morning classes. I try to do classes around the major holidays. This past holiday, this Mother's Day weekend, of course, we had a sunflower painting where moms and kids came in and we all painted sunflowers together. So that was a neat class as well. So it really is a matter of I can, being a small business owner, I can make it work. I do birthday parties. If you have, I'm doing a wedding shower party coming up really soon. So it's neat. I can do custom things, and every birthday party I do is custom. The child picks out the canvas or the painting he or she wants to paint, and then we make it happen in the studio. The neat part about Soul Graffiti, again, is that you don't have to copy what I'm doing. You can make your own creation. You get to pick your own colors. As long as you follow the basic guidelines, then I'm happy and will be do whatever I can do to help you make that a success.
That sounds very fun. I actually am thinking about... I need to find my way, because you're not too far from me. I need to find my way up to Clayton.
That would be awesome.
Yes, that would be. Okay, so, gosh, I have so many questions. So, okay, for somebody like me that maybe doesn't have a studio near me like that, is there a way to kind of tap into this on your own, or do you really need somebody to kind of coach you along?
That's a really good question. And I've bantered back and forth with several artist friends and like, Lizzie, you need to put some classes on YouTube or put some videos on your website, because I really do believe there are some basic fundamentals. Honestly, Amy, before that first class in 2013, I had 6 weeks worth of acrylic classes. I had no idea the difference between acrylic paint, oil paint, watercolor paint, filbert brushes, flat brushes, liner brushes. I had no idea. The difficulty with art, it is so overwhelming because there's so many component parts. So
for it's someone, other world.
Yes, for someone who has never painted to walk on those four aisles at you know, a craft store or at a major painting store, it is really, you just quit before you start because it's so overwhelming. So I'm a big fan. Teach the fundamentals. Teach your, and I love to teach people about your brush, the different components and parts of a brush, how to clean your brushes, how to take care of your brushes, different types of paint, what thinners you can use with paint. So I think there are some basic fundamentals that everyone can benefit from. But once you have those fundamentals, you can soar. The sky's the limit. Mixed media, acrylics, again, oils, whatever you want to use and create is completely up to you.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm one of those that get overwhelmed in the middle of the aisle. And I just, it's like, I love the idea of this.
Yes.
I have a good friend who actually did the artwork for the podcast, and that's through watercolor.
Fantastic.
And
uh-huh.
She, it was kind of like the same kind of thing, but she did it on her own. You know, she started drawing and eventually added the watercolor. Now she has a thriving business, and so she painted my feathers for me. But I just look at that and I'm in awe, and I'm like, oh, I would love to do that, but I just don't know where to start. So maybe it is where you have to get some help.
A little bit. It's just a little, it's like riding a bike, honestly. When you finally, you got the training wheels and then you go off on that first, you know, trek down the hill on the grass and you made it, you're like, oh, I did it. I finished a painting. So I believe it's wonderful to partner with someone, to take a few classes with someone. Watch YouTube videos. Watch, PBS has painting shows that come on. Read a book. There are many books that you offer. But again, the only way that I have found to get better at painting is to do it.
Right. You just got to do it.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, so I have to tell a little quick story if people have not heard what I call my feather story. So God had kind of just shown me through what the purpose of my blog should be, with the symbol of the feather and, you know, just the sign of inspiration and lifting others up, encouraging others. And then I went to a Loom conference several years ago and really struggling with my blog and wondering if I should keep writing and all this. And I ended up at the closing ceremony. Now, you were at Loom. We talked a little bit before.
Yes.
You were at the Loom. Were you at the one where they painted the artwork up front?
Yes, that one. And that's, I'm sure we probably crossed paths there, which is crazy, right?
I know. It really is crazy. Well, I'm one of the ones that won one of the paintings.
Wow.
Yeah. I am, and it was, when I walked up, I just started bawling because it was a painting of a feather.
Oh.
Yeah, and underneath it, the artist had written replenish, and that was just the whole thing of the whole writing and blogging thing. It's just, I just felt so dry, and I couldn't write anymore, and I kept saying, should I do this? And so God really used that, excuse me, with my whole feather story and just confirming that I should keep writing and all that. So I'm just really curious if you've had, I know that you said you pray over your paintings and you know that God gave you the word Soul Graffiti, but do you have any other stories? I'm just throwing this out there, but do you have any other stories, like that where you just knew that God was involved in the painting?
Yes, that happens literally all the time. I will share one story that spoke to me so deeply. I really did not understand why I was supposed to paint this painting. But I was called, I just felt compelled to grab 11 by 14 canvas. I have a small painting nook in my home here, but I do most of my painting at home there. So if an idea comes upon me at midnight and I can jump up and run over to my desk and start painting, I'm always open to, again, whatever shows up. So this night, and I just sensed the colors red, yellow, and orange. They're all in the warm family, so I grabbed my paints. So I could play freely with those colors on the canvas, and they wouldn't mix together and create brown. So I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fun. So I did this really cool background, and then I just let the canvas dry, let it sit there, went to bed, woke up the next morning, and was like, that is amazing. It was like something's on fire, like the sky is just burning up with an amazing sunset or something. But it was very, very abstract. And I thought, what am I supposed to put on that? I don't know. So then God put this person on my heart. This is a person who's had some deep struggles in his own life and has since overcome those and is really on fire, literally, for the Lord, helping people who have walked through similar struggles that he has walked through. So I knew that part of his story was a bicycle. So I painted a bicycle, freehand bicycle on this canvas in black. So it's a silhouette bicycle on this beautiful background of a red, yellow, and orange canvas. And then at the top, I wrote ride, R-I-D-E, period. So riding his bike brought him tremendous freedom. And his name was on my mind the entire time. So I prayed for him and just thank God for him and his ministry and what God was going to use him in the future. And I post all my finished paintings in an album on Facebook because they're for sale. If someone wants to buy them or someone is interested in a different version, I'm happy to do commission paintings as well for people. But put it in that folder. And when I put in the folder, within 30 seconds, no joke, he sent me a private message and said, that painting is mine. Do not sell it. I want it. Had no idea.
Goodness.
Didn't even know he was going to be on. I mean, he's rarely ever on Facebook, but it just so happened. Anyway, so there are so many stories I could share, and that's just one that was just like, really, God? This is really, you really want me to play with paint? Like, really? Like, this is what I get to do.
I know. It's like a gift, right?
Yeah, I'm like, no. He's like, you're serious. Like, this is like not nothing else. This is it. And he's like, not that it's a bad thing. I'm super stoked about that. But I'm like, there has to be more things I could be doing. It's like, no, I really just want you to paint.
Oh, I love that. Just you get to be creative. Bless others through that.
Absolutely.
I love that. So just thinking back to the time when you're transitioning and actually making the leap into actual an art studio, talk about the struggle, if it was a struggle, to obey, because that's a really big deal, right? Because that involves money and time and a lot of commitment. So can you talk about just your faith through that and how you walked forward in your faith?
Absolutely. Yes, it was a huge struggle. I remember at She Speaks that night, we homeschool, so my kids are with me a lot. And when I get to travel for work, if I'm speaking or traveling for a conference, then my family usually goes with me. It's just a fun time. We get to do school on the road, so to speak, and they get to see the country. So they were with me, and I went back to the hotel that night. My husband was there, and he said, are you okay? You got a lot on your mind? How was, you know, the large group part of this? I said, that's great. Thank you. You're fine. He said, well, do you really feel like you got a lot on your mind? I was like, well, it's just kind of like something crazy happened tonight. So I told him the story about meeting Andrea and how she said you needed a place to land. And my husband is very much a bottom liner. He does it in grace and love, but he's like, you know, that's either not going to happen or that's going to happen or that's not a wise thing or that's a really good thing. So he and I work really well together. He reins me in. He helps me stay focused because I'm all over the place. So he said, after I told him the story about the studio and us finding the space and stuff, he said, Lizzie, if anybody can do this, I really believe you can make it happen. So I was like, oh, okay, Lord, that's like a huge hurdle to have your husband on the same page as you and something that you feel now extremely called to do, even though I had just, you know, heard about this idea, 2 hours before. So with that said, we came home and I was just scared to death. I didn't know what to do with it. Again, I'm not a trained artist, so this non-trained artist who just likes to play with paint is going to open a studio and hope and pray it is successful and spend a ton of money on canvases and easels and tables and chairs and rent. So I don't know that it was a very wise choice by the book, so to speak, but I just knew I was called and I had to be obedient and step out in faith. I literally felt like I was walking on water. And the song that carried me through that whole year from September, when we opened the studio, October 1st, I got my keys, October 1st of 2013 until literally October 1st of 2014, I would listen to Oceans, that song, every single day just to kind of keep me in line. Why am I doing this? What is God really doing? Because I felt like I was physically, like not even touching the ground, like I was literally walking on water. And it was euphoric, it was fun, but it was also very scary because what if I fail? What if I fail? But there's that quote, his last name is Hansen, and he said, you know, yes, my darling, but what if you fly? And I really feel like God gave me wings, and I was walking on water by faith and trusting him with that. I've had several people since the studio now has been open, like I said, October will make 2 full years, and at the 1 year anniversary, I was talking to some of my family and friends, and they were all like, well, honestly, Lizzie, we really had no idea this was going to work. Like, we didn't want to tell you, but,
Yeah, now you tell me.
And I was like, well, thank you for not telling me last year this time, because I probably would never speak to you again. Not really, but they said, we had no idea. Like, we would have said, this is not, Lizzie, don't do this. This is crazy. You're a life coach. You're doing great. You're a really good life coach. Keep doing what you're doing. But I never stopped the coaching. See, to me, they are intricately connected. But with that said, walking on water and that song again just really helped propel me through because I couldn't take my eyes off the creator, the giver of this dream. He gave me the dream because it's something he wants to see fulfilled. So I had to walk by faith in that and trust that he would bring the people and he would provide the money each month for rent. And it has been amazing. It has grown my faith as much as anything that's ever happened in my life.
I love that. I feel the same way with our adoption, that it was never in our plans to adopt, and it was just God's dream for us. It was probably one of the first times in our lives that God, like, gave us a dream instead of me. I think a lot of my life I've lived that I had plans and then I kind of just asked God to bless them as we went. And I never did anything that I felt that, he didn't give me permission to, I guess. But it was the first time when really it wasn't my idea. It was never on the radar. And that is really where the place where you do grow your faith, because you're like, oh, if this is your plans, I have to follow in every single step. Yeah. With you. And so it forces you to be close to the Lord because it's his dream, his steps, his way. And so I love that. And it sounds like exactly what kind of thing that you were going through.
Honestly, Amy, this is the first time, because I'm a doer. I get something on my mind and I just want to go do it. I process it and I think through it and I try to make wise choices that I can just kind of make things happen. And again, it's not that I go against the Lord's will, but it's like, okay, Lord, you've not said no, so I'm moving. When you say no, I'll quit. I'll stop. But right now, I'm going forward. But in this, it's the biggest thing I've ever had to fully trust God and be completely and utterly dependent upon Him. It was amazing.
Yes, and it's such a faith builder. And it makes you want to do your whole life like that.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Like, God, just tell me what to do, and we'll have fun together, and you figure it out, and I don't have to worry. Yeah, it's so awesome. And I wish I would have gotten it so much earlier in life, right?
Yes, that is so true.
Oh, he is so good. Okay, so you mentioned your song that really got you through, but do you have any specific scripture that also encouraged you that you'd like to share with people?
You know, honestly, it was the whole entire book of Habakkuk. I can't say there's any one verse or one of the few chapters in Habakkuk that really stood out, but that book of him just completely and utterly trusting the Lord in the middle of good and in the middle of bad and truly knowing that God was going to bring him through and his people through. So he prayed. You know, I just remember Habakkuk 3 probably of the it means more to me than the other chapters, especially at the end. You know, what if this fig tree does not blossom? What if there's no fruit on the vines? What if people don't show up? What am I going to do if I have a class and, like, nobody signs up? You know, what is that going to look like? And I've advertised this all over social media, so people are going to know when nobody shows up, right? So that was so hard for me to say, okay, Lord, I trust you. You're calling me to do this. I want to walk by faith. And then I think it's verse 19 that where the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hind feet and I will be able to walk in those high places because he makes me to do so. So that I would say that chapter 3 of Habakkuk is probably such a strong, powerful, just a guide for me in the past year and a half.
That's so good. All right. So thank you so much for sharing that. I'm just so intrigued by all of this. I want to come visit you in Clayton and do a session. Okay. So if people want to find you or your studio, where online should we look?
Wonderful. So my website is soulgraffitiartstudio.com. And a funny story there. I told a lot of my friends, I said, if Soul Graffiti fails and it becomes non-existent after a year, guess what? Everybody will know how to spell graffiti.
So it is a hard
word. Graffiti has two F's and one T. So anyway, soulgraffitiartstudio.com. I'm also on Facebook, and the Facebook business page there is the same thing, Soul Graffiti Art Studio. If you look that up, I should show up in the search box. And then as far as my classes go, I have those classes there as well. Someone local would love to come and love to hear from someone and see that you heard about Soul Graffiti Through Feathers. That would be awesome. And then lastly, my personal website for my coaching and my blog is lizziebranch.com, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, branch.com.
Okay, so last question, because I want to touch on the life coaching. Okay, so it's not counseling. So what would be, who would be a good candidate for somebody that needs life coaching?
Oh, that's a great, Amy, you could be a life coach. That's a great question. Oh, I love that. You know, coaching is for individuals. I work with women. Coaching is for individuals or women. And for me personally, who are searching for balance, feel stuck, you want to grow and have some accountability, even during life transitions. If you're tired of the same old habits and you want to just embrace change and ready to move forward, that's what coaching is all about. It's not counseling or therapy or mentoring. It's not even discipleship. In the coaching relationship, I am not the expert. That's the neat part. All of my clients are just wonderful, brilliant, highly intelligent, motivated people who are ready to make change happen in their life. They're healthy, creative, and resourceful. So each client is the expert on his or her life. So in coaching, what we do is we form a powerful alliance, and I manage the clock, and the client sets the agenda and learns through action, forward moving. And as your coach, I would assist you in creating a vision for the future. And you know, the old saying goes, if you focus and change one thing in your life, it affects your whole life. That's the neat part about coaching. I ask curious questions and help you just process through some self-discovery and help you move forward.
Okay. That is good to know. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in, like, do I need a life coach?
I love my life coach. So, yeah, there we go.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again for coming on today, Lizzie.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's been my pleasure.
Well, guys, I really hope that you enjoyed the interview with Lizzie. I know I did. I'm so intrigued by this concept of art and life coaching. And I don't know why I should be so surprised. God is a creator. He is the most creative being that there can be. I mean, if you just think about our world and how beautiful it is and how intricate and detailed and colorful. And I used to have a series on my blog called What I Wear Wednesday, and I was so inspired by the colors that I would see in birds or in pictures, and it really inspired me to incorporate those same color palettes in my outfit. So I would always match up an outfit picture with a picture from nature, and I just loved the color combination. So I am so drawn to colors and patterns and all of that, and just to think about that she's doing that full time with just being able to express herself in color and art and pattern and being able to incorporate that as a life coach and really helping people get over their fears and seeing things about themselves that maybe they didn't before. And I just love that God gave her this dream for this art studio that she never really had in sight, and that it took so much faith for her to leave that life as a life coach, but then to make the leap into an art studio and then really see how those two things combined, and that she is still coaching people, but just maybe in a different way, or, you know, just a different perspective. So I just love how God did that and how she had the faith to obey that dream that God had. And it really, I love how she said that it was really like she was flying. So, you know, that's like on flying on wings. We're meant to soar like eagles, and how that can be a scary process to be able to make that leap. But at the same time, God uses those moments to draw us closer to Him. And that's really what this is all about. That's what I want to encourage you with, is put your faith to flight, to really get to the point where you're trusting God with the things that He's calling us to, and that we would really lean into those and to leap even when it's scary. And then we just find that God is so faithful, and that He always, when it's His dream and His way, that He is there with us. Whether it succeeds from the world's point of view or not, we can call ourselves successful, and that we find that God is so faithful and so close to us in those moments. So just really hope you were encouraged by that. I would love for you guys to go check out the show notes over at featherspodcast.com and link over to her page so you can see some of the pictures of the paintings from her studio, and that if you are local to Clayton or somewhere near there, that you could get over there and have a session with her. Please tell her that you heard about her from the Feathers podcast. I know she would love to hear that. So go check that out. And guys, we will see you next time on Feathers.